I want to welcome Bob Biggerstaff to the show. Bob is a comedian in town. He's got a show coming up March 1st, right, Bob, at the Houston Improv?
Yep, next Thursday, March 1st.
Yeah, and
8 o'clock.
If you've, Joel said it when I mentioned you earlier in the week and said that you were going to be joining us, he was like, oh, yeah, I've seen Bob at several different shows at the Improv.
Was it Caliendo?
Yeah, I've done, yeah.
I've seen you with Caliendo, and then I want to say with somebody else. It might have been
Brian Regan. You did Brian Regan's show. I remember because I took my wife to the Brian Regan show, and you were on that one with Andy.
Yeah, at the Improv. Yeah.
So you've done a lot of stuff. HBO's The Lucky 21. You've been on Comedy Central a couple times with Open Mic Fight, Live at Gotham. A semifinalist on Last Comic Standing, New England Sports Network, Just for Laughs Comedy, which is a big one, Just for Laughs, getting on that. So tell a little, the folks about the show, who's on it, and how they can get tickets.
I'm a big shot. You're right, Barry. that's obvious.
You know, I'm trying.
I think it's obvious when you said, make sure you bring your own headphones. That's when I knew I was a big shot. Those ESPN cutbacks are...
We do it upright, don't we?
They've even gone to not supplying headphones.
We used to have the disposables. You get them brand new and throw them away at the end.
Yeah, it was like a dentist. We just come in, we take them out of the package, we give them to you, we throw them away.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, well, everyone steals them, so we have none left.
He was going to let me use his, I think.
Yeah, see? And that's gross.
That comes with whatever was on them when you used
them. Well, at least they're over the ears. If you hand me earbuds... Yeah, we've been letting people use these for a year. Oh, that's nice. Were they supposed to be yellow? Just use them.
Because people show up and they don't bring headphones, and then it's a mad scramble. And sometimes we've got to use AJ Hoffman's, and then, oh my God, he never stops bitching about it. So, yeah, that's why it was
just
easier
in there
to
and grab Salisbury's.
Oh, yeah. And then he'll fight you. So now you have the show March 1st.
Yeah, big show. March 1st at the Houston Improv. Myself, obviously, I'm headlining the show. Some of my local buddies that are very funny, Joffer Khan, Gabe Bravo, Matt Donovan. He goes by English Matt because he's from England.
And, pretty clever.
Dale Cheeseman. They're all going to be on the show.
Yeah, really thanks good for show. Having me, by the way. I appreciate it. That's nice of you.
No problem, Barry. I'd already asked to be on the show before, and then I set the lineup.
Yeah. Yeah. He goes, hey, can I do your show? I was like, yeah. He goes, okay, here's who's on my show. And then, okay, I see. Thanks a lot. I'm out of town, so it doesn't matter.
Comedy seems to be a lot like radio, just a lot of animosity and cutthroating and back and forth. It's great.
It is kind of like that, actually. It's very petty.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and just like the NCAA, I'm the only one getting paid on the show.
That is true.
I'm not paying anybody.
So you are Rick Pitino.
Yeah. Well, yes. Pretty much. After the show, I'm going to make sure the Improv gives me the key so I can lock up and...
use the table?
Bang a chick.
Yeah. There you go.
Are you watching the Olympics at all?
Yeah, the Winter Olympics?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like watching the Olympics. What's your favorite sport?
I like short track speed skating a lot.
That's cool.
Because the wrecks, and it's kind of like the NASCAR on ice thing.
They can put their hand down.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
On the ice.
Curling has been kind of like gaining ground with me, but after I watched that
curling when darts is too fast for you.
That's just kind of it.
The Ron Jeremy guy that's the captain of the U.S. team that they keep showing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you got to have some goofball on it to get, come on, it's curling. America doesn't really care.
Well, do you have one? Do you have a favorite?
Well, not in the winter. I don't really. I mean, I like watching the winter. I like the skiing and bobsledding, luge, skeleton. Those are all pretty neat. But like my favorite Olympic athlete is you guys know him. He's from the Summer Olympics. Oscar Pistorius.
Yes,
remember that guy?
Yeah,
the Blade Runner.
Yeah,
everybody knows the Blade Runner, right? And remember, I mean, obviously he's more famous recently for shooting his girlfriend, but before that. He was the world's most famous Paralympian,
right?
And then actually wanted to race in the, I guess we'll call it the regular Olympics that we all watch on TV.
Right.
And qualified to represent South Africa in the Olympics. I think he ran like the 400-meter dash. And I remember watching him at the regular Olympics, you know, on NBC. And I was like, I'm watching it. And he gets in the starting blocks. And I was kind of drunk, right, with a buddy. I'm like, look at this guy. Oh, gee, what's he going to do? Bounce his way into the finals? Come on. And if you don't remember, he got last place. He was the slowest of anybody
that
qualified for the Olympics. And after I said that, I was like, oh, what's this guy going to do? My buddy's like, oh, he's like, why you got to make fun of him, man? He goes, you couldn't do what he just did. And I was like, what? Get last place? I'm pretty sure I could get last place in the 400-meter dash in the Olympics. I'll try my hardest.
That's like the lady that did the half pipe. Did you see her? The Hungarian?
They said she did no tricks. She went backwards once.
At the end?
Yeah, she came down the hill backwards.
My favorite part was the announcer because it was like, here's her run. She turned.
Yeah.
Okay.
That might be the only time I was watching an Olympic athlete going, I can almost do what she just did.
The color analyst was like trying to build it up like it was legit, going, now watch here. This is normally where you can pull a pretty sweet, you know, double spin move. Like, oh, that was dead on.
Well,
no.
basically they were just saying because she, obviously she represented a country that didn't have any other skiers in that thing. But like they made a rule years ago because of the Jamaican bobsledders and the Eddie the Eagle guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever saw that movie, they made a rule to where in all these events, unless you're the host country, there's a qualifying time or score or standing to represent your country in every sport.
Like, yeah.
You can't, if your country doesn't have anybody running the 100-yard dash, you know, just because you have some guy that runs it in 30 seconds, you're like, I represent this country. That they still have to run like, I don't know, 11 seconds or something.
Yeah.
To even be on the.
Well, I love it because to me.
She just didn't get last place in like all the events because she would just do her thing. And then if somebody fell down, they would get last place.
China, she got 13 out of 15 and that qualified her.
Yeah.
For the Olympics, but I feel like she's proof that you can't do anything you put your mind to.
Yeah. How do you feel if you're the two people she beat?
It's not happening.
How do you feel if she got 13 out of 15?
Well, they probably fell.
That was her thing. She would enter all these events where there's like 28 people in it, and as long as she didn't get last place, it got her points to where that's how she gets the qualifying points to be on the team. Yeah, it's different.
It's like you said, because I was going to cut a video making fun of her.
What she should have done is just come straight down the middle of the pipe, not even go, just be like,
turned, like,
done.
Backwards.
Like, yeah. Just kind of throw
okay,
herself
so
into
if somebody else doesn't,
the bottom.
Unless, you know, somebody else doesn't fall, then she's still not going to get last place.
The only thing that would have made it better, actually, was if she fell. If she's just doing those simple little last tricks and then falls still. That would have made it perfect for me. Because then it's like, you can't even do that.
She looked like she didn't really know how to ski.
She's like, oh, look at my feet.
And then when she was taught, it was like, I really thought I did better. And it's like, well, no, there's something wrong with you if you really thought you did better than.
Yeah. But like anything else, if it's a story because of how bad it was, it's now a thing. She's on the Today Show. She's doing the rounds. They're interviewing
definitely.
Her. What is she going to tell you how compelling her run was? I mean, it just doesn't make any
sense.
Well, I mean,
well, she represented Poland. They probably thought she won with all the.
Oh, you did so good.
It's a joke if you have a large Polish listenership.
Huge. We're very big in the Polish community.
You know, like every Aggie joke. I grew up in New York, and when I moved here in high school, every Aggie joke, I was like, no, that's a. If you want, I can say Polak.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, that's a Polak joke. And they're like, what's a Polak joke? And I'm like, what you said, but every place you said Aggie, you say Polak.
It's the same thing.
I grew up in Wisconsin.
Then I realized
they
were hacky jokes. I thought they were original.
You thought you wrote them all? No. Now, do you have a favorite sport? Are you, I know you talk about the Astros in your set. You talk about the Rockets a little
Tennis
bit.
Tennis is actually my favorite sport.
Okay.
I played
not a basketball guy?
Because I went to high school here out in the Woodlands. I actually played tennis in high school.
Nice.
Years ago. That's probably if I had to pick my favorite sport, but yeah, I mean, football is my second favorite. Basketball, baseball is great seeing the Astros.
Yeah.
Win the World Series.
Especially
with the hurricane.
Right.
Remember the fun stuff we did during the hurricane?
I do. You were up here as a matter of fact. Yeah. Did you remember Bob from when we recorded you for that what was it called? Bags?
State Bags.
Yeah, but
State
it was...
Bags, this company, it's a Brooklyn-based company, and they make these high-end backpacks and satchels and stuff. It's like Tom's Shoes. Whenever you buy one, they give one to an impoverished person. So they wanted to do something for Houston after the flood. So they came down a few weeks later. It could have been like a month later. And basically what they wanted to do is we made a video with myself, Barry, some other local comedians, talking to people about who were affected by the flood. We talked to a couple people here at the station. And
Nick was one of them.
Yeah, they came here and they.
You guys didn't even realize you had met already, did you?
I recognized him, but I forgot about that.
Yeah, me too.
But my point is, so they had brought all these bags with them. They brought like 200 of these bags, and every time we talked to somebody, like we gave Nick a couple of bags. We would always give people bags when we talked to them and filmed them. So I don't know if you know this, Barry, but at the end of the night, they had like 50 bags left over, and they were like, "What are we gonna do with these bags?" And I said, "Well, let's go to a fire station." right? We'll give them to the firemen. They can give them out to the neighborhood or whatever. So we go to this fire station downtown. Captain comes down. He's like, hey, he's like, sorry, we can't accept any of these bags. And we're like, oh, come on, man. You know, they've got like toiletry items and they're neat bags. Like, you guys can keep them. You guys can give them away to people. He's like, nah, you know, you have to go through the city, fill out paperwork or take them to a registered donation center. And I was like, man, you know, we've got like 50 of these bags. I go, but let me get this straight. I go, if we dropped off a newborn baby,
right,
you'd take that. No questions asked. Now, Captain, what if I told you inside one of these 50 bags? Yeah, he asked us to leave shortly.
I would think,
get out right now. Now. Let me tell you, some of the worst advice I ever got in comedy, and you've been around a long time, and I always want advice.
But when
from
I told
guys,
you to quit, that I don't think that was the worst.
But somebody said if I got high, if I smoked pot, that would enhance my joke writing. And you've been doing this long enough. Does pot help?
I mean, everybody reacts differently to all, excuse me, drugs, alcohol, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't smoke pot.
Okay.
I've gone on stage once at a real show drunk. I'll never forget because I thought it was the greatest set I ever had. And after the show, one of my friends who would see me every once in a while comes up and he goes, Bob, what the hell were you doing up there? And I was like, what, man? I was hilarious. He's like, no, that was horrible. So I never drank. I don't smoke pot anyway because I just don't like what it does to me. Plus, still kind of illegal.
A little bit.
Right? Yeah. And I don't have a lot of comedians smoke pot. Whatever. They can do what they want. But I have no luck. I could just see myself hanging out with comedians while they're, you know, smoking pot back by the dumpster or wherever they do it. I don't know where they do it.
I don't know either.
Cop comes driving by. He's like, sees everybody smoking. I'm just there hanging out. Cop's like, all right, all you guys are arrested for smoking pot. I'm like, I don't even smoke pot. Cop's like, yeah, I see you got some brownies in your pocket. What are those, your edibles? And I'm like, no, those are just my walking around brownies. Cop's like, well, you seem awfully happy. Well, officer, I've got a pocket full of brownies. What do you want me to be sad about it?
That's great. See, that's why I don't hang out with the potheads. That's awesome.
That's right.
All right, one more time. Tell everybody where they can get tickets and how to see your show March 1st.
At the Improv website, I believe improvhouston.com.
Okay.
Just Google the Improv and find the Houston Club. Thursday night, next Thursday, March 1st, 8 o'clock. Going to be a great show. Actually, there's a I'll say this for you guys. Tickets are $10, but if you buy the tickets, use a password Chili, CHILI, they'll be $8.
Nice.
Sweet.
So
expecting a 20% discount.
Expecting a big crowd.
Yeah.
And that's some 20%? Is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah.
Good job.
Let me do that's right. 20%.
Yes.
I'm no Daryl Morey, but I got this figured out.
One L.
There you go.
Bob, thanks for stopping
chili
in, man.
With two L's.
Yeah, follow me on, believe me. I've
really?
Seen it on the internet.
Okay.
I'm at Chili Time on Twitter. Why am I at Chili Time? Because when Twitter came out 7 years ago, I didn't think it was going to be that big.
Nice.
So.
It's smooth.
Thanks for
having
in,
me, guys.
Good luck on the show, and right, keep doing what you do. It's good stuff.